Joni Mitchell has always thought of herself as a visual artist. She went to art school in Canada. Even now, at the age of 71, she describes herself as a painter who writes songs, like the song Carrie from her album Blue.
The wind is in from Africa. Last night I couldn't sleep. Oh, you know it sure is hard to leave here, Carrie, but it's really not my home. My fingernails are filthy. I've got beach tar on my feet. And I miss my clean white linen and my fancy French cologne.
Renee Montaigne sat down with Joni Mitchell to talk about her new project, a compilation of songs that go back 45 years.
Joni Mitchell's paintings illustrate this four-disc set, as they have since her very first album. Still, it was her songs that made Joni Mitchell famous. First, with an acoustic guitar, singing confessional scenes of love and loss, then later adding other musical colors, jazz, American standards, denser arrangements, sometimes involving a full orchestra. That range is on display. In Love Has Many Faces. Joni Mitchell joined me in our studio as we were preparing for this program just before midnight. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
It's so great to have you in here in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
But you're a night owl. That's
yeah, I'm a night owl. This is noon for me. Yeah.
Well, good to have you here. These are not new songs, newly recorded songs. This is, in fact, the work of your entire life.
Pretty much.
But it is a collection that you curated.
On a theme, Love Has Many Faces.
Yeah. How you work that out is pairing songs from different times in your life?
Well, I started initially to try and condense all of my work down to two discs, and they were going to do it in chronological order, which I thought was a terrible idea, you know, because the reviewers over the course of my career have been kind of unkind to my later work, where I see it as growth. You know, they'd say, her voice weary from years of smoking, which isn't true. I mean, I had been smoking for how many years when I made my first record? About 16. And I could still hold a note, you know, for till the cows came home, kind of, you know. That's youth.
Oh, you're in my blood like holy wine. You taste so bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you, darling.
Really, I'm an alto. But for some reason, I had this little helium voice. And, you know, I started singing folk songs in 1964 and 5 for smoking money, really, you know, at art school.
And you called that a helium voice in your famous voice.
Right. It was like I sucked on a balloon or something. It was very high, and so was my speaking voice.
I've looked at love from both sides now.
On this new collection, Joni Mitchell chose to feature not this classic early version of Both Sides Now, but a much later recording where her piercing soprano has been replaced by a rich alto.
I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take, and still somehow it's love's illusions that I recall.
I really think it took me to, that was done in my 50s, to, you know, it took a mature woman to bring it to life. I saw Mabel Mercer in her 70s perform it, and I went backstage and I said to her, you know, you know, it takes a woman your age to bring that song to life. I didn't tell her I was the author. And she went, huh? You know, so you don't tell a 70-year-old, a woman your age. She was completely offended, and I slunk out, you know. I meant to pay her a compliment, but I grew into that song.
My thought was, how did you write that at 21? It seemed almost like
I'd gone through some bad stuff already. Huh. You know, the loss of my daughter, you know.
Your daughter, solution. Who you
I had
gave
to
up.
Give her up for adoption, mm-hmm. You know, like, because I couldn't get enough money to together. I don't want to bring, she's better off elsewhere.
But you were an unwed mother in a time when that wasn't.
And there were so many, 1965, you have no idea how many unwed mothers there were. You know, suddenly the pill wasn't available, but movies had gotten sexier, and all these girls got caught out. You know, it was really rough going, and there was so much prejudice. It was like you killed somebody, you know. So, yeah, I'd been through some pretty, I'd seen some bad human nature.
Now your kids are coming up straight, and my child's a stranger I bore her, but I could not raise her. Nothing lasts for long. Nothing lasts for long.
Tomorrow we'll hear about an even earlier tough break for Joni Mitchell. As a young girl, she was struck with polio, and she ended up in a hospital ward 100 miles from home. The disease left her body, as she puts it, like a broken doll, and she was never expected to walk again.
It's coming close to Christmas. I got my tree in my room and everything, and a doctor comes into my room, and I say to him, I want to go home for Christmas, and he says, you can't. I said, why not? Because you can't walk. I said, well, what if I walk?
It's coming on Christmas. They're cutting down trees. They're putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here. It stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to fly. Skate away.